the passing of a quiet legend in aviation. I'm Pete Combs, and this is Aero News. It's Monday, November 21st, 2005. Perhaps you've not heard of Richard E. Lawyer, but he was a central figure in American aviation. Lawyer, who was 73, passed away November 12th. He served his country as a test pilot, as a designated astronaut who never flew into space, and as a senior official in the Air Force. Aero News senior correspondent Kevin O'Brien says Lawyer was a pilot to be reckoned with.
He was. He was one of the unsung heroes that normally you're not going to hear much about because he's quietly working behind the scenes on an awful lot of different projects. He's most remembered by the public at large for his brief foray into astronautics, but really that's just a very small part of the pilot that Dick Lawyer was, and being a pilot was central to his being.
Let's talk about that brief foray into astronautics for just a moment. As you said, most people will remember him because he was an astronaut designee, but he never flew into space.
No, he never did. Back in the 1960s, the Air Force had a separate space program to the one NASA was running. And at first they were going to run something called Project Dinosaur, which stood for Dynamic Soaring. And it was a shuttle-like reentry vehicle years, decades before the shuttle flew. But after the project got well along, it was canceled. They followed that with a plan for what was called the Manned Orbiting Laboratory. And that was going to be the earliest real space station, although each particular mission was going to require a new station because it would be deorbited at the end of its time in space.
So Lawyer was designated to this military program, but as you said, it never really got off the ground.
He was selected to the MOL program on November 12, 1965, 40 years to the day before he passed away. And he was one of the first groups selected to that program. Ultimately, there were three sets of astronauts selected. And a lot of them went on to fly in space with NASA after the Air Force canceled its program. Dick Lawyer, though, ran into a problem.
And that was?
He was too old. They set an age cutoff date, and Dick was 8 months too old. And so he wasn't permitted to transfer over to NASA. He was returned to his career in the Air Force, which I must say he was very happy with. And he never expressed the least bit of bitterness about having it canceled. I was able to wring an admission of disappointment out of him once, and that was it.
So not having been able to go to space, as you said, he was not a bitter man about this. Richard Lawyer made quite a career for himself, even after leaving the Air Force in civil aviation.
He certainly did, because there's a demand for test pilots beyond what the Air Force and the Navy do in the service. Lawyer became one of the busiest civilian test pilots in the country. In fact, he was scheduled to fly flight tests the week after he passed away.
Tell me what kind of aircraft he flew.
Well, of course, in the Air Force, he went into the Air Force in the 1950s, and he flew the F-80, the F-86, and all of the Century Series fighters. And he was still flying the F-100F on flight tests. In fact, we have a picture on the Aero News website that was sent to us by a friend of his that shows him conducting a flight test just this summer in Mojave at about 560 knots in the F-100F.
We'll hear more from Aero News senior correspondent Kevin O'Brien on the life of Dick Lawyer in just a moment. But first, this Aerocast is brought to you by Aircraft Engine Services, makers of the aluminum V220 and V300T engines.
$20,000. When was the last time you checked under the hood of your car? Automotive engineering has advanced so much over the past 30 years that you almost never have to raise the hood. Why can't an airplane engine be just as simple and just as reliable? Now it can. Check out the new V220 and V300T from Aircraft Engine Services. They're made of aluminum, so you get the best power-to-weight ratio in general aviation. They're FADEC controlled. What about your new glass cockpit? The engine management system works seamlessly with most multifunction displays, so you can get minute-by-minute updates on just how well your V engine is performing. Add it up. A lighter, more powerful engine. Liquid cooling to reduce sudden temperature changes inside the engine. FADEC control. True glass cockpit interfacing. And an engine that runs more quietly and with less vibration than other piston engines. The AES V220 and V300T. As simple as a car's engine, but oh, so much more fun to drive. Check us out on the web at VAircraftEngine.com or call us at 321-268-3718. Aircraft Engine Services. The shape of things to come.
Higher, faster, farther, safer. Those are the watchwords of Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing's new generation of personal airplanes. The Columbia 350 is a four-place airplane with the ability to carry 1,100 pounds and cruise up to 190 knots with a next-generation Avadyne or Garmin electronic cockpit to show you the way. To schedule a demo flight in a Columbia 350 or the turbocharged 400, call 541-318-1144 or check them out on the web at flycolumbia.com. Welcome back to our Aero News special feature, a look back on the remarkable Dick Loyer, a very quiet legend in aviation. Dick was 73 when he passed away about a week ago. He was once selected to be an Air Force astronaut in a program quite separate from NASA, but the program was killed and Loyer returned to his normal flying duties, disappointed perhaps, but never bitter about losing his chance to go into space. After he retired from the Air Force, Loyer went to work as a civilian test pilot and as an instructor at the National Test Pilot School in California. Aeronews senior correspondent Kevin O'Brien.
He was very proud of his association with the school. That's actually how he came to be in contact with us at Aeronews, because we tried to get in touch with him through the National Test Pilot School, and we'd used an email address that they weren't listening to anymore. And when we put in our story, we tried to reach him. He was very concerned that people might get a bad impression of the test pilot school as unresponsive, and was very quick to get together with us and correct that misapprehension. A very forthcoming guy about his past and his experiences up to a point.
You say up to a point. Where did that forthcomingness hit the wall?
Well, the actual mission of the manned orbiting laboratory was a classified mission. And Richard E. Loyer, retired colonel, has never been released from his vows of secrecy. And he took the secret of that mission to the grave with him. We put informed speculation about that mission in our story. And he was very clear every time he spoke to us that he could not confirm or deny anything about the mission of that program.
What do we understand that mission really was?
We believe that mission was a surveillance mission, much like the unmanned satellites that later took the mission over. The MOL contained a very large telescope, which would have been oriented towards Earth and used for observing things on Earth. And you can do the math from that, but we never got a confirmation of that from Dick Loyer, and actually we wouldn't have asked him for it once he made clear to us that he was still bound by a vow of secrecy.
At the test pilot school, I understand that he had quite an illuminous list of students.
You could almost say that everybody who's anybody in civilian flight tests passes through that school. Not only civilian flight tests, but U.S. and foreign military pilots also attend special classes at the school as well.
Dick Loyer obviously lived to fly, but there was life for him beyond the skies. What was that like?
Well, he lived to fly, absolutely. One of his friends wrote in the Mojave paper that the airport was his church. But he also was a devoted family man dedicated to his wife, Gail, and his children and grandchildren. Additionally, he was an avid sportsman who enjoyed hunting and fishing in remote locations. He went to Alaska every year to fish, and he had just come back from an elk hunting trip when he passed away at his desk at home.
You You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening. We'll see you at the airport.